T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've said time and time again that we have billions of listeners around the globe. And people laugh. They think we're being boisterous and that we might not be true. Well, one of the billions happens to be on the phone right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you may know him. He had a little bit of success as a pro football player. Jerry Rice joining Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, what's going on, man? Thanks for the call.
Hey, no problem, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're doing better now that you're calling. What's up?
Oh, man, you know what? Hey, Lo, you know what we should do, man? Let's put some gloves on and just get in the ring.
Please, exactly.
Like Durant, Beverly, and stuff like that. Let them get in the ring and just slug it out.
I love you, Jerry. You know exactly that's what we should do. I'm thinking about putting on a pair of gloves and Dan Dibley here over here. I want to put them on and motorboat him.
Hey, don't tell me.
Whoa.
You had to go there. Hey, but look, Lo, the thing about you, you're not going to train hard. You know, just like
Jerry.
Back in the day when you played football and stuff like that, you didn't give it all 100%.
Whoa, Jerry. That's
Thank you, Jerry.
Jerry, I trained with Paul Vaden, ex-boxer, champion. I trained hard, Jerry. I even wanted to come run to help Marquez Pope. I said, Pope, show me what Jerry does. Let's get this thing in. I worked hard, Jerry. I would go back and wrestle at Fresno State. I would go back and wrestle at the school. And all. Jerry, I despise you for that.
And relax.
Jerry.
No, relax.
Jerry.
Relax. I'm just playing with you, brother. I know that you trained hard. Let's talk about the Warriors and what they're doing, man.
Jerry, help me out with something here because you've played on some of the biggest stages with the brightest of lights. Kevin Durant and Patrick Beverly, that was awesome the way they were getting into it. We'd love to see the fiery competition. For Beverly, it doesn't mean much. His team's likely done after this round. But for Durant, 5 more technicals can get him a 1-game suspension. So when you know someone is coming out there to jaw in your ear, someone's trying to throw you off your game, how do you rise above that? How do you counter that?
I think what you do is you just play better. You put points on the board. You knock down those shots. You try not to get into any type of confrontation or anything like that. Back in the day, I had guys that wanted to rattle me before the start of the game. And they would bring their best. They would do whatever they could do to try to get me kicked out of the game. I think you can't afford to do that with Durant. Durant has got to be a little bit more composed. Yes, you have to establish yourself on the floor, but you got to know that the bigger picture is your team.
Jerry, is there anyone in particular who got under your skin, who memory serves with somebody that you'd always look at and go, oh, man, this guy again?
No, you know what, man? You know, I had some guys from Philadelphia, some guys from the Giants, and the thing that I did, I dropped sticks on them. You know, I was every time you would do something to me, I was going to score. And by the end of the game, you just wanted to go somewhere, dig a hole, and just jump in that hole. And I didn't have to say anything. I just let my play, said everything for me.
And, Jerry, and I understand that. Now, when you and Deion go out, but that's expected. Those two great players. Now, the NBA is a little different. You understand guys are flying in the air, safety. Patrick Beverly comes behind KD, could hurt him, foul, doing those things that are just too much. Now, those are things when you have a guy that's going out there doing that, that's trying to kind of hurt you and in the face. That's why I think the official could have blown a whistle. Football's a contact sport. Basketball, you look at how Patrick Beverly was trying to defend KD, coming behind him, and KD's in the air, and he's slapping his arms, could have not hurt the guy. Some of this stuff, don't you think the officials at times, especially when you have – arguably the best player in the NBA, blow the whistle and say, control these things?
No, I think what you have to do, man, this is what you have to do. Yes, you have to establish yourself. You have to leave it up to the officials. But my teammates will always take care of me. Yeah, my offensive line, if someone was trying to take me out during the game or something like that, the offensive line would say, you know what? You know, Jerry, don't worry about that. We'll take care of him. So, you know, maybe they need to substitute, put someone in just to, you know, just beat that guy up just a little bit.
Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. What did you think about Tiger Woods at Augusta yesterday, Jerry? He's going to be 44 years old later this year. He goes out there, what, 2008 was the last Masters win? 2008 was the last major win? What did you think about his performance?
I think it's really the greatest comeback ever. And, you know, like I did the event with Tiger, and I had the opportunity just to sit and talk to him. And he reminded me when he was an amateur at Stanford that, hey, look, you turned me down. You don't want to play with me. He had to, he brought that back up. But to see what he accomplished yesterday, I mean, this is going to go down in history. You know, now five green jackets. I think Jack Nicklaus, he has six. Majors, 15. I think Jack Nicklaus, he has 18. Now everybody is back on the bandwagon. I never jumped off the bandwagon. I felt this guy is the ultimate competitor. He's only going to get better. He's going to continue to work. And there's more to come from Tiger. And what happened yesterday, just sitting there, and I witnessed that. Hey, Lo, I went out. I had, I had an eagle. And I had three birdies.
Wow.
And I went really low yesterday, and I was wearing my hat, Roar. You know, R-O-A-R, you know, hear the roar. Everybody heard it yesterday, guys. They heard it, and now they're back on the bandwagon, and it's going to be exciting to see this guy in every tournament.
Jerry, what does it mean to be an athlete, obviously not only later in your career, but toward the middle of your life? I know you played late into your 30s, Tiger's in his early 40s, he's got kids. When you were playing, your kids were able to see you. How special is that to be able to do great things late in your career when your kids are old enough to really appreciate it?
Oh, man, you just witnessed that yesterday. What happened? For his kids to really be able to be a part of that. You know, they have heard about their dad. They know their dad is just amazing, unbelievable, and they had a chance to really witness that yesterday. And you can tell, you know, when Tiger, when he came off the green, you know, he hugged his son, then he hugged his daughter and his mom and all of that, man. It's just something that you relish, you don't forget. And I'm so fortunate that my parents had the opportunities, my brothers, my sisters, to go to all the Super Bowls to witness that and be a part of that.
Jerry, we understand it was Tiger in that one shot when he's 227 from the green and he waters in the middle and he goes for it. Was that one of those moments you say, okay, he's winning this? Or was him winning it was a big deal? Or was it also great because there was so much competition? Everyone sitting at 12 and 13, they're all right together. What made this tournament, this Masters, unique in your opinion?
I think what really made it unique is that no one really thought he could do it. And for him to be able to just all week long keep his composure, his interaction, you know, with the other players, you know, he's smiling, going around the golf course, you know, and interacting with the fans and doing all those things. And it came down to that final group, and just to witness what happened, the way he was able to just get in the moment. And you could tell he had that look on his face that, you know what, I am focused, I can do this, and I'm going to do it. And he was able to, you know, just be conservative, place the ball on the green. If he got into any trouble or he didn't have the angle that he wanted to, you know, just protect himself, just get the ball on the green and let the other players you know, determine the tournament and who was going to win. He was not going to lose it. But the other players, they felt the pressure. And being in that final group, too, the gallery is just like, I don't even know how I would be able to stay focused. Because everybody in that group is going for Tiger Woods. It's not going for the other players. Phenon and all these guys, they're not going for those guys. They're rooting for Tiger Woods, and I think that's the reason why he was able to win that tournament yesterday, and it was just a great sight to see, guys.
Three-time Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer, 95.7 The Game contributor, the great Jerry Rice, kind enough to call in here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, it's great to hear from you, man. Take care. Look forward to catching up again soon.
Hey, guys, you got to take care, and I got one more thing to tell you. I'm going to go out with AJ tomorrow. We're going to try to do something on the infamous hill. And, Lo, if you want to join us, man, you can come out and try to conquer the hill. But I'll make sure I have paramedics and all that stuff.
AJ who? AJ Green?
No. AJ from AJ Brown.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, Lowe's not going to be able to make it out there.
Jerry, what time
I'm looking at him right now, Jerry.
What time are you out there, and I'll surprise you guys.
I'm just kidding with you, man. You're not ready for this, brother. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Lowe, I know you're a competitor, and I know you won't back down, but bro, I'm not going to put you in harm's way, brother. I got your back, bro.
That's a good friend right there.
Thanks, Jerry. We appreciate you looking out.
Terrible, Jerry. Man, you terrible, bro.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.